Tyler Lancaster is the embodiment of Northwestern Wildcats football and its head coach, Pat Fitzgerald. He's strong, he's hardworking, and motivated. And on the Wildcat defensive line last season, he ate up blockers, even though he was often double-teamed. Now, the 6'4", 315-pound Lancaster will try to win a job with the Green Bay Packers after signing as an undrafted free agent after the NFL draft this year. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Sports and Commentary today. So glad you're here. My name is Greg Stewart. The show is sponsored by your tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster, Incorporated. You can give a gift anytime or learn more at WWIV.com. The guy that wore number one last year at NU because he was the team's captain, Tyler Lancaster, is back with me on the show today. So last time, Tyler, we talked about the season. Just incredible highs for you with a 10-win campaign for the Wildcats and a bowl victory. But then on the flip side, your dad passed away on January 25th after a long battle with cancer at the age of 55, and you went through that journey with him. Can you share a little bit about how these experiences, the past 12, 16, 18 months, have deepened your walk with Jesus?
Yeah, absolutely. Ever since I was young, my mom has been the one driving my faith, bringing me to church. Surprisingly, my dad, he had his own struggles, but towards the end there, his faith started to pick up, especially given the circumstances. But it's been a roller coaster, as it is with a lot of people for me. Going to college, I never lost faith, but it was more difficult to get up and go to church physically. I still remain faithful, and I still to this day pray on my own and always just give the thanks to the Lord. But struggles you go through, they test you, and I had definitely been tested, and I've been tested a lot, but to this day it has remained the same. The most help I've gotten in my entire life didn't come from the people around me. It came from Christ. And I just a couple of stories I can remember is I was very afraid of flying all the way up until this year, like very, very scared of flying. And I remember I was sitting in the front row with the other captains, Clayton Thorson, Godwin Igwebuke, and Justin Jackson. And I'm sitting there, and my hands are clenched, I'm sweaty, and my face has got a sour face on, and I'm just nervous. And Clayton says, like, "Hey, man, you all right?" And I was like, "Yeah, I'm just, I'm terrified right now." And he gave me a verse, and I can't remember specifically which verse it was, but it was like, when you're having anxieties and when you're scared, you just got to know that it's all part of a plan. And to give up and let God, because it's in his hands, let him take control. And so, just small instances like that have completely turned my life around, because I really thought that I was not going to make it through those flights. And it turned out fantastic. But even after that, I was nervous about pro day, and my trainer, Tommy Christian, he'd come up to me and he'd be like, "What's wrong?" And I'd be like, "I'm just nervous. I'm not doing it right." And he'd be like, "It's all part of a plan, Tyler. God has your best interest in his hands, and he's got your life planned out, and you just have to let go. You just keep doing what you're doing, but know in the back of your head, let all anxiety, let all your stresses float away, because God is in control." And that's the same mantra that I've been going by in this past couple years, being able to just get over my deepest fears because I know God has my back. And I'm really going to let that increase my spirituality and increase my faith, because through college, I was not as close to God as I would have liked to be. And I really, really need to get back to where I was in high school and in middle school. And I know that I'm on the way there, but he's done so much in my life to just help me through every hard time that I've ever been through, that I can't wait to just get back to that place Where he is the center of my life.
Good, good. Well, let me just remind you that, you know, the Christian life consists of daily steps, knowing Christ more intimately today than you did yesterday, and the same for me. And if you keep that in mind, everything's going to be okay.
Thank you so much. And I've no doubt in the world. I just can't wait to get there.
Yeah. Well, you're with the Green Bay Packers right now, and free agent, so the odds may be stacked against you, but you remind me of a Pat Fitzgerald guy, hard worker, motivated, kind of lunch pail type stuff here. So having to win a job at Green Bay is probably nothing new for you, right?
No, absolutely not. And it feels like high school recruiting all over again, even though I did end up earning a scholarship at the end from Northwestern. Going into junior year, I've seen all these guys that I was competing with, and they're all getting offers and committing to Big Ten schools, and I'm sitting there offerless thinking, what am I doing wrong? And again, I just had to calm down. I had to remember, like, I'm a hard worker, and I've been here before and everything I've done. And so in the end, it turned out great, and I completely expect that to happen at this next level. As long as I keep my work ethic, you know, I'm just going to just keep hoping and keep praying that things turn out my way just by my work ethic. And thus far, that's happened. So I'm not stressing whatsoever being in this behind position.
All right. Well, we know you're a team leader. You wore number one last year, team captain for the Northwestern Wildcats football team. And Tyler Lancaster, thank you for coming by again today on Sports and Commentary to open up about your personal faith and the continuing walk and journey that you're on with Jesus Christ. You'll be in our prayers, and the show will be up on our website, wwib.com, as a podcast. You've been a tremendous encouragement to me today. So thanks so much. God bless you.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. This definitely warmed my heart today, and I can't wait to hear it.